Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are sharing with you on the subject of the Holy Spirit, and we're specifically now talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We're going to be finishing that up today, and then talking about the receiving of the Holy Spirit. Remember that there is a difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the receiving of the Holy Spirit, and the filling of the Holy Spirit. We're going to be looking at specific scriptures on this in the New Testament. The term baptism of the Holy Spirit is specifically used only 7 times in the New Testament. It's never used in the Old Testament. 4 times it was used with John the Baptist's prophecy in the Gospels, 2 times it was used in the book of Acts, and 1 time in 1 Corinthians. These scriptures in Matthew 3, verse 11, and Mark 1, 8, Luke 3:16 and John 1:33, here's where it speaks of the baptism of the Holy Spirit that John spoke of in the Gospels, prophesying that how Jesus was going to baptize with the Holy Ghost, and 2 of the cases say with fire. Now these 4 scriptures, they're all very similar, but they don't tell us what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is all about. There's a 5th use. It says in Acts 1, verse 5, where John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. This is in Acts 1, 5, where he's declaring that Jesus telling the disciples that they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit in a few days. This reveals that the baptism of the Holy Spirit had not occurred before this time. It was about to come forth, though. It still doesn't tell us what it is or what it does. In Acts chapter 11, in verse 14 through 16, it says this, "Who shall tell thee words, whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved?" And as it began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, "John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost." Here is where Peter was relating to the apostles at Jerusalem that the same experience that happened to the disciples in the upper room on the day of Pentecost also happened to the Gentiles at Cornelius' house. He reveals that as he was speaking words that would bring salvation to the Gentiles, they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. This indicates that the baptism with the Holy Spirit, it occurs when one receives the word regarding salvation. So when you receive Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior, the word would come to you. The baptism of the Holy Spirit occurs at that point in time, and it brought forth their salvation. Now, the specific scripture that tells us exactly what it is very clearly is 1 Corinthians 12:13, and this is the 7th use of this in the New Testament. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, it says this, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body." This scripture declares what the baptism of the Holy Spirit does. The baptism of the Holy Spirit brings us into the body of Christ, the one body. Of course, is what you come into when you're born again. So you receive Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior. You get born again. The baptism of the Holy Spirit occurs at that point in time, and you get a new spirit within you. That is the new birth experience, which we've talked about previously. Now, some have thought that there's a difference between the baptism with the Holy Spirit and the baptism by the Holy Spirit, because they're trying to say that there is a secondary baptism, another baptism of the Holy Spirit. They've acknowledged that the baptism by the Holy Spirit is a new birth experience, as this verse declares in 1 Corinthians 12:13. However, they then declare that there is a baptism with the Holy Spirit, which is beyond the new birth experience. Well, that's not true. When you look up the preposition by in verse 13 and then all the prepositions for with, you find out that they're the same Greek word, en, the same preposition. So since the preposition is the same in all the 7 verses, it's referring to the same experience. There is no baptism of the Holy Spirit beyond the new birth experience. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the new birth experience. Now, what happens to a person when they're baptized with the Holy Spirit? Remember, we talked about the Greek word baptizo, an untranslated Greek word from which we get baptized, and that word means to immerse, to submerge, or engulf in something. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the immersing, submerging, and engulfing in the presence of the Holy Spirit. What happens? The Holy Spirit engulfs that person, submerges them, surrounds them as such, but the Holy Spirit doesn't come to dwell in them at that time. What does the Holy Spirit do to a person that's baptized with the Holy Spirit? A change comes on the inside of them. What kind of a change? They get a new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. In Ezekiel 36:26, it says, "A new spirit will I put within you." That was the prophecy of Ezekiel. And what kind of a change? A new spirit person gets on the inside of you. And that's what the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it brings an inward change, a new spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things become new." So the old spirit's removed, passed away, that's the fire burning it up, and a new spirit replaces it. What do we get? The Spirit of Jesus Christ. And we see this throughout the epistles of Paul. In Galatians chapter 2, in verse 20, we see this throughout the epistles of Paul about referring to being in Christ. Galatians 2:20 says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." So the old spirit's gone, you got a brand new spirit. The old you's gone, now Christ lives within you. So 1 Corinthians 12:13 says that the baptism with the Holy Spirit is the new birth brought us into the one body, the body of Christ. Now Galatians 3:27 refers to the same experience, but it doesn't say the words "with the Holy Spirit." It says, "For as many as you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Now some people have missed it and thought it was talking about water baptism. It's not talking about water baptism. It's talking about the baptism into Christ, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit that brought us into the body of Christ. And it says you've put on Christ. Also in Romans 6 verse 3, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death." Here Paul speaks of the baptism into Jesus Christ, that's the new birth, but he also speaks of a baptism into his death. What is this about? You know, when you get born again, what happens? The old spirit is removed and burned up, and a brand new spirit comes on the inside of us. Remember, that's the fire. Fire consumes and burns something up. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit in fire is the immersing of the presence of the Holy Spirit. The fire burns up and eliminates the old spirit, and then a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, comes to dwell in us. Now many people out there have taught that the Spirit of Christ and the Holy Spirit are the same. That is not true. The Spirit of Christ proceeds from Jesus and not from the Father. Where does the Holy Spirit proceed from? From the Father, as we previously saw in John chapter 15, verse 26. Those that are born again, you get the Spirit of Jesus Christ, because who do you receive as your personal Lord and Savior? Jesus. You don't receive the Holy Spirit as your personal Lord and Savior. You receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. So what spirit do you get? The Spirit of Jesus Christ. Now the Holy Spirit's involved in this as far as taking the old spirit out and bringing the new spirit in through the presence of the Holy Spirit, the immersing, engulfing of the Holy Spirit. And so the old spirit's taken out, replaced by a new spirit, and the Spirit of Jesus Christ that proceeds from him comes into us. In Romans chapter 8, in verse 9, the Bible says, "If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." He's talking about the brand new spirit that you get when you're born again. Now, some people have thought that, well, I thought there was a secondary baptism of the Holy Spirit that affects us spiritually, but that's not true. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5, the Bible says this, "One Lord, one faith, one baptism." The one baptism is speaking of the one spiritual baptism which affects your spirit, causing the new birth. Now, this is not to be confused with the doctrine of baptisms, plural, in Hebrews 6:2. There are other baptisms. Remember, there was the baptism, John's baptism of repentance that talks about in the Bible. And there was baptism of water, which is different. And water baptism is something that follows having been born again. But what brings you into the new birth is the baptism with the Holy Spirit. So there's only one spiritual baptism, and that's the baptism of the Holy Spirit that brings forth the new birth. Now, the next term that we need to understand is receiving the Holy Spirit. Remember, we've mentioned to you that there is a difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the receiving of the Holy Spirit, and the filling of the Holy Spirit. Let's go back to that Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, and we're going to read 26 and 27 this time. In verse 26, it says, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them." Here he prophesies of a new spirit, that's the spirit of Christ that comes into us when we're born again in verse 26. But verse 27 of Ezekiel 36 says, "And I will put my spirit within you." Notice there's a clear difference between the a new spirit of verse 26 and the my spirit of verse 27. The a new spirit is the spirit of Jesus Christ that we receive when we're born again. The my spirit is the Holy Spirit who is going to be received subsequent to salvation. Now look at John 7, verse 37 to 39. This is where Jesus, at the last great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and he cried and said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." Jesus speaks about the Holy Spirit being received. This is different from the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Remember, there's a difference between baptism of the Holy Spirit, receiving of the Holy Spirit, and filling of the Holy Spirit. The receiving of the Holy Spirit is what he speaks of here, and he says that those who believe should receive the Holy Spirit. So who can receive the Holy Spirit? Only born-again believers can receive the Holy Spirit. This is also clear from John 14 and verse 17, where it says, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive." And this word "receive," by the way, is the Greek word lambano, which means a self-prompted taking hold of, an act of reception. Same word in the Greek. Whom the world cannot receive. So that tells you something. The world cannot receive the Holy Spirit. It has to be someone who's already born again. So the prerequisite for receiving the Holy Spirit is you must be a born-again believer. The Holy Spirit, he is not going to come and dwell in a spirit which is not right with God, which is what we have before we're born again. We've got to get a spirit that's right with God. Then the Holy Spirit, who is holy, can come and dwell in that spirit. It's very important that we understand this so that we do not think that we got the Holy Spirit when we're born again. The receiving of the Holy Spirit is subsequent to salvation. Well, we've covered more on this subject, and next broadcast we're going to just summarize briefly the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to go through receiving the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. As I close today, I have a book available on this subject. The title of the book is The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit. If you'd like to get this, it's available for $6, postage paid. Please call 602-279-5212. Again, the book, The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit, available for $6, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.